I loved it when it was like over Christmas time, but there was some film on and it was your mum and Robin. And you said, oh, she's not very good at acting. And Robin was like, all right, Al Pacino, been in one film. Like, I really like that they bring you down to earth.
Yeah, I think I played the album to them the first time, and there's one song on the album where there's like a bit with like a vocal effect on it. And my stepdad goes, where did you get the duck from? Like, how did you get a duck in the studio? I'm like, nah, that was me. Thanks.
But thanks. Yeah, cheers. How do we make this happen? Like, how much thought's gone into like your hairdo?
So much on the hairdo.
I can see.
I walked in.
Just kidding. You've both managed to remain very, very normal.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Apart from those trousers, I'd say you're exactly the same. I'm just kidding. He's wearing a check trouser. I expect nothing less. I've roasted. Do you ever make a roast dinner at your house? In LA?
I have done, yeah.
Yeah. I tried to do that once in your home, and you had no pans.
I've got more pans now.
No cooking stuff.
I've got more pans now.
And me and my friend Remy, or our friend Remy, we were like, we'll buy him a chicken, we'll get him roast potatoes. Popstar
kitchen. I have pans now.
You got pans
now. I did
now.
Get some pans.
Okay, yeah. Congratulations on that. A new single, new pans.
New pans.
You're a new man, Harry.
I feel my life is looking up.
It's doing all right, isn't it? Did you think we'd do anything weird, honestly? Did you think we'd like gunja or do something? Or like, we brought all your exes in. They're in the live lounge.
I hoped not.
Yeah.
I think I'd take the gunge.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I did say that your voice when you're singing sounds exactly like
Nora Jones.
Pink Floyd meets Nora Jones.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds exactly like that, yeah.
That would actually be...
It'll be actually quite great, actually, yeah. And one of them is, the National Examiner released a story that President Obama was having an affair with Harry Styles.
Mm.
When stuff like that is in the ether and on the internet,
yeah,
do you pay attention to it? Do you think it's funny or do you think it's annoying?
I'm actually not allowed to talk about that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and he's here today. He's very supportive. He's very supportive. Yeah. They're very happy.
He's waiting for me outside. I've actually never had a sheep placenta facial.
You've never lived. That one's really weird, isn't it?
It is,
in fact,
weird.
When you now Google search sheep placenta, you come up. That's how big that rumor got.
In the images?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
weird.
You're
so confusing as like a school child.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh my God, sheep give birth to Harry Styles' face. It's mad.
No, bananas. Oh. I ate like 7 bananas.
And then puked?
Yeah.
Oh.
For a show.
That was really good. I remember that.
Yeah, it was bad.
I had a gif of that. Yeah, it was really good. It was in and out. And she nestled in there and she like got under the chin like she was hugging like an old nana. She was like,
I think I have nana vibes.
Yeah, I think so. Similar odour.
Trousers.
There was also a dog collar.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the dog collar?
Sure.
Is this going to be a thing? Is this a wardrobe staple for this season?
I mean, I love an accessory as much as the next person. I don't know if it's a wardrobe staple.
Hey, well, Pig and Stinky have got some. If you ever need them, they've got some great collars. I'm disappointed you're not in one today.
Sorry.
I'm searching for one big enough.
I've got one in my bag.
Yeah, I need one big enough for this double chin area. I'm working on it. If you do have one, text it in 81199.
Yeah, I think like the first time I went home not wearing trainers, like the first time I went home with a pair of boots.
The boots.
I walked into a pub and someone was like, what the bloody hell are they?
You like, it's called fashion, look it up.
So I liked, that was kind of dipping a toe. I was like, all right, okay.
And then it went, I mean, once those boots started, it really snowballs.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had the floral suits.
Yeah.
We've had the really tight skinny jeans.
Yeah.
It's, and now your friend's like, okay, this is the Harry we know and love.
All right. I prefer him to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. He travels the world. He goes to Paris and Milan and New York City, okay? Okay. When you said you were going to do acting, I thought it was going to be a bit Holby City level. Mm. But
I appreciate that.
Well, I've never heard of anyone saying, I want to be in a film, and then you're in the new Christopher Nolan.
Sure.
It's pretty good. It's incredible. Now, you had to cut your hair for this because the role demanded it.
Yeah.
Did you feel like Christian Bale in The Machinist when he had to lose all that weight?
You know what, just losing the hair? Yeah, a little bit. I felt very naked for a while.
Did you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you ever try and like be like, Christopher, look, we could do a French plat or something. We can make this work.
I think when I first told my mum And my stepdad was like, who are you playing? Are you like waving off the soldiers on the platform? I was like, yeah, I'm playing Lady Mary. And then the
yeah, I do worry for you though.
Thanks.
About dating. Because I think, why would anyone want to go out with you, you know? It's down to his last 50 million. God. Rock hard abs. Eyes you could drown in. I mean, how are you going to reel somebody in?
I have a couple of candles left, though.
Boom. At least your house smells nice at the end of that.